Blog Talk Radio.
You met me deep in my despair to show me you would never leave me there. You claimed because I was made for so much more. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Heavy with the weight of my mistakes, you carried me and refused to let me sink under the pressure you meant for me to soar. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard. Separate me from your love when there's so much more still worth fighting for. Now I'm moving by faith and not by sight towards victory. By the power of your might, you're straightening out my path. Don't think every door, I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for.
Time. and God bless you. God bless you. We are listening to Every Man Standing in His Place. God bless you. We want to start out with a word of prayer. Our Father and our God, we come to you this evening just thanking you for today. We thank you for all of those that are listening. We thank you for your word that's going to be brought today, Father God. We thank you for every listener, Father God. We ask that you just touch each and every one as they go through life's struggles, challenges, and daily just situations, Father God. We ask that you just lift up everyone. And Father God, we pray that you just continue to bless this Bless Spirit Alive network so we can continue to be used by you in order to bring your word to those who need salvation, Father God.
Amen. Amen. At this time, we will hear from the man of God. He is no stranger to the Spirit Alive Network. We would like to hear now from Apostle Edwin Holloway.
We give God praise, glory, and honor tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, God of heaven, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Father God, only you, God. We look up to you, the author and the finisher of our faith, God. And nobody's mad but the enemy. So, Father God, we thank you that you are our God, and there's nothing too hard for thee. Father God, we look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith, God. Lord, we just lift up all the souls, God, and one in particular, Mrs. Mays, God, she asked me to pray. God, touch her and crown her with the glory, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you that you are God. And Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you to break up the fallow ground. O God, that the listeners might hear and receive your word. In Jesus' name we pray. And we all say, amen. Tonight, if you please, we'll take your Bibles and turn to Psalms 145. We're going to read verse 8 and jump over to verse 18 through 21. I'm going to try my best to watch the clock. Psalms 145, verse 8 reads, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and great in mercy. Over to verse 18. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desires of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord. And let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Amen. We thank God for the word tonight. God is merciful. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercies. We thank God. We want to come and give you a title. Can God trust you? All God's trust in us. Let me go to 1 Corinthians 1 and 9. And it reads, God is faithful, by whom ye will call unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. God is faithful, saints. He is faithful unto us. As long as we seek God, as long as we do what we are supposed to do, God is faithful. That's our ministry scripture. God is faithful, by whom ye will call unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Yes.
God is faithful. Now I want you to sit back and just think on yourself. Ponder your situation. Ponder what you've gone through over the years. And I want to give you 5 ways God trusts us. 5 ways God trusts us. We trust God. We may call in faith, assurance, or certainly, but all Christians trust God. We forget that God trusts us too. First, God trusts us with a soul. He trusts us so that he gave us a soul. God created every living creature. But only with man did he breathe into him the breath of life. Genesis 2 and 7. And it reads 2 and 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathe into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Jump over to Genesis 1, 26 and 27. Read. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. God created. Now that soul is eternal. While the body dies, the soul lives on. God has entrusted you to care for your immortal soul so that it will return to him for eternity. A good steward will protect and sustain his soul so that it lives eternally with its creator. We must be good stewards with our soul. We don't want to do nothing that God ain't telling us to do. All right. Our second of the 5 ways. God trusts us with the gospel. In his invisible wisdom, God has entrusted the gospel to mankind. This is a sobering thought when one thinks of the billions who grope for truth. Paul said, people holding the gospel, fragile jars of clay, hold the truth. 2 Corinthians 4:7. If we may jump over to 2 Corinthians 4:7. And it reads, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. The power of God in us, that we might be able to tell loved ones, tell our friends, and even tell those we don't know about the gospel. And what is the gospel? The gospel is nothing but the good news. The good news, yes, it's the good news that Jesus Christ, the Word of God, came down through 42 generations, and it dwelled with us. And it dwelled, and it went to the cross. But on the third day, he arose with all power in heaven and earth in his hand. Yes. God, his son, came and died for us, and he turned things around. He turned things around because Adam fell short in the garden, and God had to cover his sin. But Jesus came to reconcile us back to God. That is the good news, saints. There is no other way by which God saves sinners. God crafted a plan from Eden. Jesus died to complete that plan. Now the plan is yours. God trusts you to share the gospel. The good steward will share the gospel with every soul willing to listen. Hallelujah. Now, the third, God trusts us with talents and abilities. We are all different. Each is unique. Those differences are far more than skin deep. We each possess a unique set of talents and abilities, not learned, but naturally occurring. Some people have natural abilities in art, others in music. Some show special talents in speaking, while others have great abilities to work with their hands. Each of us have some talents that make us special. Jesus speaks of men with talents. Some use wisely, others squandered. The story in Matthew 25 speaks of money. A talent was a form of currency. But the implication is clear. We must use what we have wisely, for there will be an accounting. In Matthew, we remember that the five, there were three gentlemen that were given by their Lord, their boss gave them. One got five talents, one got two, and one got one. And they and this, their boss, the Lord, went off, but then sometime later he came back, and he wanted to find out what did they do with their talent. The one with five, he increased it by ten. The one with two increased it to four. The one that had one, he took his talent and hid it in the ground. And he didn't. He was afraid to take the talent and use it. And he gave it back to his Lord. And the Lord took it away from him and gave it to the one who had the ten talents, because he did not use his talent. He said, if you could have taken that talent and gave it to the money changers, and they would have got some. It's like taking it to the bank, and you would have got interest on it. But he didn't do nothing with it. He put it in the ground. We got to be careful how we take what God has given us, our talent, and use it. We must use what we have wisely, for there will be an accounting. God trusts you with a unique skill set to be used to his work. The good steward puts his talents to work for God. Number four, God trusts us with health. God trusts us with health. We cannot control many health conditions. Science has discovered myriad conditions that occur through genetic transmission. Nevertheless, all of us are responsible for our own bodies. A healthy body is better able to serve the Lord than a sickly one. The Bible teaches that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. I want to go there. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Sixth chapter, the 19th verse reads, "Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Praise the Lord. We want to go over to Romans 12:1, a familiar passage of scripture. "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." That means it's the ordinary thing for you to do, is to present your body, whatever you got to do. Whatever you got to do to present your body a living sacrifice. That's why when we pray, we lay before God, and we get before God, and we cry out to God. And we ask God to heal us. We ask God to deliver us. We ask God to set us free. We must allow God to have his way. He purges us that with hyssop, that we may be cleansed and be healed and made whole. All right. I have one more. The fifth, God trusts us. God trusts us with possessions. God trusts us with possessions. Every item you possess comes from God in some way. You may have worked hard, but it was God who gave you the strength, the talents, and the opportunities to gain wealth. And how do you use that blessing? As people hunger for truth and their daily bread, we spend more and more on entertainment and physical possessions. Each must examine his spending and his ability to help others. When we give to the church, we pool our resources with others so that the Lord can accomplish great things. God has entrusted you with every good and perfect gift. Let us go to James 1 and 17. James 1 and 17. And it reads, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of light. With wisdom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Every perfect and good gift comes from God. We have to take these gifts and use it for God's glory. The good steward will use his wealth for the kingdom of God. We saints of God, we must do that which God has called us. We must examine ourselves and say to ourselves, can God trust us? Can God trust me with his anointing and his power of the Holy Ghost? Or will I take that anointing and shoot myself in the foot? It's God. Everything that we receive, it's God. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. He may, it doesn't say he may direct thy path. It says he shall direct thy path. So saints of God, tonight, just ponder and ask yourself, can God trust me with what he's given me? Have I misused God's blessings? Did I misuse my body? Am I walking in good health? Yeah, sometimes things come up on us. It's not something that we did, but then there's some ways that we should do better. Exercising and keeping our bodies in shape, eating the right foods and not squandering, not overdoing. The talents, we take the talents and we use them wisely. Take the talents and use them wisely. Yes, and the gospel. We, as saints of God, every chance we get, we have a testimony to tell somebody how God directed our steps, how God came into our lives, and he saved us from our sins. Yeah, me too. I was out there in the street. I was doing everything. That was big enough to do. That was Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, and Sunday morning, I was in the church. Thursday and Friday night at midnight, I was called the Midnight Creeper. But God came and saved me from my sin. Yes, being a PK, God came and saved me from my sin, and he saved my soul. And so I have to make sure that I walk circumspectly before God and that my soul is pure, that I may do that which God has called me to do. I made a vow to the Lord, and I'm keeping my vow. I said when I was 11 years old that I would not preach the gospel. I told my dad I was not going to preach the gospel. But God saved my soul. He brought me out of a mud pit and set my feet on. So I have to walk in the admonition of God. So, saints of God, I leave you with this. Check yourself out. See if God can trust you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for the word. I thank you, O God, for what you've done tonight. God, I ask you, Lord, to touch every heart and soul. God, we thank you for breaking up the fallow ground. And, Lord, that the saints of God that are on this network, all around the world, God, that they hear the word. God, we thank you. Bless them above and beyond that which you hope for faith. God, touch their hearts. Touch their minds. God, and, oh, God, bless them to be healed from the COVID-19. God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. And we give you praise. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I turn it back to the moderator.
Amen and glory to God. God bless you. Hallelujah. At this time, we are going to ask if anyone has a comment or a question for Apostle Holloway. Saints of God, there are a lot of people in here, and so I'm going to ask that you keep your comments very brief, because we want to be loving and we want to be kind, and we want to let other people know that we care about what they have to say as well. So please keep your comments brief, amen, so we can get more people involved in our conversation.
You know.
Good morning. Good evening, Mother Matchie Scott.
How are you? Good evening, Bishop Cook.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you, that was wonderful. It was just wonderful. Wonderful sermon. That's Apostle Holloway, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, he was great. I'm on the bus. I just come from the store. I'm on the bus listening. I tell you, it's a wonderful
Amen.
Service. God bless him.
Amen.
God bless him. God bless him. And
Amen.
God bless you too. And everyone that's listening to the service. It is wonderful.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Mattie. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, that's dedication right there when you're listening on the bus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If anyone else has a comment or a question, just please press your 1. I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We welcome your comments. We welcome your questions. If you are in the chat room and you would like to ask a question, please type it now. Hallelujah. Well, in the meantime and in between time, we do have time. So I'm going to turn the service back over into the hands of Pastor Jeffrey Scott, and we will come back to all of you for comments or questions a little bit later in the program. Amen. Pastor Scott?
Amen. God bless you. He's having a few technical difficulties, but that's all right. We know who's in charge. Amen.
And, amen.
That was a powerful word, a great word, great backup scripture. As far as it comes to God trusting us, what can we, what do we do for God? What can we do to ensure that God trusts us? Well, what we need to do is what Apostle Holloway was talking about is study His Word, go into His Word, find out what His Word is saying to us at different times, even when we don't feel like reading it, even when we don't feel like really going by God's word, because we think that somebody is getting away with something or something is not happening the right way. Just remember that God is in control, and if God can trust us to do His will, then that's what we need to do. We need to make sure that we know God's word. We need to make sure that we live by God's word. We need to make sure that we show God's word through our walk and our talk, and allow God to see that He can use us during any situation. When we're not feeling good, that we still can abide by God's word. When we don't feel like it, we still can adhere by God's word. And that's the thing, because sometimes we go through struggles. Sometimes we go through situations and things that we know that we don't have any control over, but we know who has the control over it all. And it's all in His Word. It's all in His Word. And so thank you, Apostle Isaiah. Thank you for that word, because that was a great word. It was inspiring, and it helps us to keep focused on what we need to do in order to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed of the gospel, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, now we have some commenters or some questions. So first I'm going to go to Deacon William Isbell. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good evening. I heard this wonderful message, and I would like to say I am sure God the Father Almighty is saying, well done, my good and faithful
servant.
Bishop Sherwin Cook, Reverend Jeffrey Scott, and Apostle Edwin Holloway. Well done. Very well done. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you, Deacon William. God bless you, sir. Amen. Area code 480, last four digits, 7676. Good evening, and God bless you. You're in the studio.
Oh, hi. It's Evangelist Lynetta, Apostle Edwin Holloway. Just thank you for that word. It was just so right on time. It's just so confirming. But it also made me think about something that, I'll be quick. When you mentioned special talents and abilities and the blessings, I didn't want to take opportunity for advancement at my job because I thought it would take away from ministry. But now as I listen to your message, maybe that was one of the ways the Lord wanted me to bless me with the leadership roles, which brings in more income. Maybe I'm not being a good steward of my talents by not taking those positions that has come about. So in other words, you gave me something to ponder and think about. Bless you, Apostle. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, sister. God bless you. All right. Hallelujah.
God bless
you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. We're going to go to Apostle Zeta Flowers and give her word. Amen. And then we will go to Prophetess Kathleen Holloway. Good evening, Apostle Zeta. Okay, now we see where the technical difficulty is. We will come back. Hallelujah. So we pray that that gets taken care of. Prophetess Kathleen Holloway, come on in the room, please, ma'am.
God bless you, Bishop Cook, and all the rest of the people here. I never know what he's going to preach on or what word he's going to give. That was a wonderful word. Praise the Lord that God trusts us. And that means that we have a responsibility to live this word and to carry out God's word, whatever he's telling us to do, because he gives us gifts and talents and a lot gives us earthly possessions that he wants us to take care of and take care of our bodies. That's what I got from it too, because sometimes we want a healing, but we go right back to doing the same thing that got us into the sickness or, you know, whatever is bothering our bodies. So we have to be careful with that. God wants to trust us even in our health areas. So I really enjoyed the word tonight. God bless
Amen.
You, Apostle.
Amen.
And thank you. God bless you, Bishop.
Thank you. Thank you, Prophetess. God bless you, ma'am. All right. Anyone else? Anyone else? Hallelujah. Well, you know, I've been in leadership for over 25, almost 30 years. And I know that one thing about it, when God can trust you, you must be very responsible and very accountable. And when you are in leadership of ministry, you must make sure, hallelujah, that each and every person, hallelujah, lines up under the word of God in a way that you can work together in unity and love. And you have to do that sometimes in spite of what you're working with. So I praise God today that he has stood with me and trusted me and given me this network. And God has sent me people to walk with me on this network that he trusts. Because it's a trust thing, it's a family thing, it's a love thing here at Spirit Alive. So I praise God for that because, you know, you made me just stop and think and just praise God all the more, and it humbled me because it's awesome when God can trust you and he knows that you will make sure that his purpose gets carried out no matter what. And I just praise him for that, and I'm just humbled by that because I'm amazed. I would never have thought that I would be the person that he would trust to do so many things, but he has and he does. And I just praise God for it. And I just want to thank all of the servant leaders who, you know, God is trusting to go out over this air, all over the world. And speaking of that, we want to welcome Ghana to our listeners. We want to welcome the country of Ghana, Africa, to our listeners. We praise God for you. Welcome to the Spirit Alive family of listeners. God bless you. So welcome aboard. Hallelujah. Does anybody else have a comment or question? Amen. We have time, so now is the time. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Scott, you know, we're in the soul-saving business. So right now, I would like for you to talk to those who may be on the, you know, wondering whether or not they should be saved. So why don't you go ahead on and take it to the bridge and let them know the benefits of being saved and why they should be saved. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Those that heard the message or even just got part of the message, we know that God has a purpose for everything that we hear, you know, and every part of any message that we hear, we can grasp on and gain something, but he wants to hear something that's going to touch us in order to allow us to see who he is. And so right now, this message may have touched somebody's heart right now to say, I want to be one that God can trust. I want to be in right standing with God. I want to live for God because I understand that he's done so much for me in my life. I just want to turn my life over to Christ because he turned his life over for me. And right now is that time. You cannot do anything greater than make this decision right now. You know, this decision is one that God gives us. He gives us free will of choice, but he shows
us
even before we make the choice. So right now, somebody may have been touched by the word, and you may be looking to get more involved in the word. You may be looking to find out how to study more. You may be looking to find out how to hear the word more or begin to teach other people about the word of God. Well, right now is a time that you can start with what God has planned for you. You could turn your life over to Christ. There's nothing better that you can do because he'll be a friend when you're friendless. He will be there for you when nobody else will be there. He will be that comforter when you think that you have lost everything that you could ever have, but he will fill in that void for your life.
Yes.
And so all I'm saying right now is the opportunity. You know, you can do it at any time. You can turn your life over to Christ, but all you have to do, if you're in the chat, just put in the chat that you want to turn your life over to Christ because you understand that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And you know, if you're on the phone, you can press your ones. You know, have a talk about it, and just you can confess it over the line that you turned your life over to Christ. You know,
that's
how God wants you to come to him, but he already made the way. He's already paved the way for everything to happen. The only thing we have to do is come to him. Those that are heavy laden, those that are in trouble, those that are having problems, those that are in indecision, we can pray for you. If you just want prayer, we can pray with you and for you.
Amen. Pastor, we have a young man named Michael. Hallelujah.
Okay.
He is 18 years old. And he says, he is typing in the chat room that he just wants a closer walk. So would you please pray for him? So I'm going to ask that your lovely wife come in. And I'm going to just ask her to pray for all of those who may have wanted to press their ones and didn't. All those in their hearts that decided to give their life to Christ, but they don't want to make a big thing about it. It's personal. So I'm going to ask Evangelist Michelle Scott to come forward and pray for all of those who we know that God's word does what it's supposed to do. So we know it does not come back void. So I'm going to ask her to come and pray for the new converts, to pray for those who are wanting a closer walk with the Lord. Evangelist Michelle, come forward and pray, please.
Thank you so much, Bishop. Oh, Father God, we just come humble before your throne of grace right now, just lifting up the new converts to you, Father God. And we just come boldly, just pushing those closer to the throne, just making a way for those who might have wanted to push their wands and those that want to see a better glimpse of you, Father God. So we're making a way through the crowds of people and we're pushing them closer to you, Father God, pushing them up closer to the front so they can get a better glimpse of you, Lord. And we're pushing them closer and lifting them up to you, Father God.
I'm
saying breathe on them, Lord Jesus. Breathe on them, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Let them get a a touch of your robe, Father God. If they could just get one touch of your robe, Father God. And we ask that you just bless them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. Father God, give them courage on tonight, Father God. Give them courage that they would know that we are all just one over here, Father God. That we are just one family, Lord Jesus. And they can just feel comfortable over here. And they can be at home and not worry about, we're not here for show or fashion or anything that. We are just here to love on them, and they can ask questions, and we won't laugh because it's all about God and building them up.
Lord, it's all about you,
nobody
Jesus.
Down over here. We don't tear people down. We only build you up. Higher and higher and higher to get you closer and closer
thank
to Jesus.
You.
Oh, Lord God, my rock and my redeemer,
we
ask that all your children become closer and closer to you.
Yes, Lord.
So I just ask right now in the mighty precious name of Jesus that your love and your blood would just flow from on high and just trickle down all over your children right now, Father God. Bring them closer. Let them feel your embrace, Father God. Let them be able to know that you're near them. You'll never leave them nor forsake them, Father God. Let them be able to, no matter where they are, in anywhere in the world, let them be able to feel your presence. Father God, let them be able to hear your voice, hear your whispers, hear your prayers, hear you just thinking about them, Lord God. We just lift you up, lift them up to you right now in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ, Father God. We ask to you their hurts, their aches, their pains, and just come to you. Just fall down on their knees and tell you all about
it. Lord God,
and you will be just so to just welcome him into the home. And we'll be just so to welcome him into the Spirit Alive home too, Father God. We just love them and we don't even know them. And we love them just as much. Oh, Father God. Come one, come all. We love you and
Jesus
we love them.
Name.
And Jesus' precious name, we just want them to know that this is a place where they can be themselves. Warm love is over here. Jesus is over here. The rock of salvation is over here. So they're welcome in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Let it be stirred up. Let the gifts of God be stirred up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to try this one more time. The devil is a liar. Hallelujah. Apostle Zeta, are you in the room? Okay. Well, you know what? We praise God for her because we know she was listening. And we thank God for everyone. And we thank God for everyone else that was listening. Hallelujah. If anyone else has a comment or question, come on in the room. We praise God for all of you who gave your life to Jesus. We thank God for all of you that want to have a closer walk with the Lord. We just want to encourage you to get into a Bible study. Hallelujah. You know, but first and foremost, just ask the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you. But get into a Bible study. Study to show yourselves approved. And, you know, talk to people that are in the Lord and have been in the Lord for a while, right, and that can share the word. We have Zoom. We have Messenger video chat. We have all kind of ways to reach out and communicate, even though we are still in this pandemic. So we just invite you to study and to get to know the Lord better. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Back to you, Pastor Scott.
Amen.
I want to say, Ken, thank you, Apostle Holloway, for that message.
Yes.
God, and he definitely brought the word through you today.
Amen.
But we're definitely forward to having you preach even more.
You're welcome.
God bless you.
God
thank
bless you all.
Thank you. And we pray that that all is well. And we pray that you continue to be in God's word and that you continue to live out what God has for you to live. And from our house to yours, we pray that you be ye transformed. Amen. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Good night, and God bless you from all of us at the Spirit Alive Network. Hallelujah. Wonderful program.
Amen. God bless. Wonderful.
Wonderful. God bless you all.